This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Huntington made dozens, I would say, of objectively better moves to make the Pirates a better team. The point that this is like an unwinnable position for any GM because the owner is who he is patently false. You literally saw 3 years where only one baseball team, it happened to be the same team in their division, the Cardinals, won more regular season games than the Pirates. That tells you that it is possible. Difficult? Yes, but possible.
Thank you, Dano. Appreciate it.
Where was the house analogy going?
What in 2014, the Pirates had the 28th ranked payroll in Major League Baseball. They're actually higher than that now. And that was the second consecutive year in which the Pirates made the playoffs. So, yes, your difficult word is correct. It's an uphill battle. On average, 2 out of the 10 bottom 10 payroll teams make the playoffs. And of the top 10 payrolls, 8 make it. So you've only got a 20% chance. But that ain't zero. And they did it 3 years in a row. So two things can be true. The way that baseball is and the way the team spends makes it harder for them to win. But it's also not impossible. The Orioles had a $68 million payroll 2 years ago. They won 101 games.
I just think it's such a like an oversimplification of what the job. It's like a weird defense of Ben Cherington, who deserves none, to suggest that it's just a job nobody wants because nobody could ever win. Like, did we all sleep through 2013, 2014, and 2015?
And look, they didn't win the World Series. They didn't even make it out of the divisional round in any of those 3 years, but they won a crap ton of games. 412-928-9370. Here's Colton on the fan. Hello, Colton.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
I just wanted to say that, first, when we talk about Cherington with Henry Davis, he had to, Bubba Chandler actually was a good one because he wouldn't have been able to afford Bubba unless he drafted Davis being a senior and all that. So that's like one positive out of that for drafting Henry, that he was able to afford Bubba. But also, Cherington all offseason was saying he was tethered together and responsible together with Shelton. And so I'm assuming he's got to be gone soon. I can't imagine he says that all the time, you know, without Bob talking in his ear. So,
thanks. I mean, what would have to happen for Cherington to save his job, in my opinion, is you would need to see the team play 500 baseball the rest of the way, I would say, post-Shelton firing. And these pitchers would have to come up and look lights out. I'm talking about Chandler and Jones coming back from his injury. And if that happened, then you're like, okay, we've got the pitching nucleus back. We've got three guys that are really good, Skeens, Jones, and Chandler. And they played average to above average baseball. In that scenario, I could see him keeping his job. Because I don't think the owner wants to fire Ben Cherington, but I think he's getting to the point where he feels like he's going to be left no choice.
Why wouldn't he want to fire him?
Because it signals you have to start over, right? I mean, you hire a new GM. We've talked about this. He's probably going to attempt to or want to rip it down to the studs and start over. He knows he's not going to have shortcuts.
I mean, I feel like the owner wanted to fire him after this past season and was, you know, diverted from doing that. I think Bob was ready to clean house. By the way, like,
well, then why didn't he get rid of Cherington today then, Chris?
I wish I could tell you. Maybe because he doesn't want to get rid of a GM midstream in the middle of the season. I don't know.
I mean, he got rid of Littlefield midstream and didn't. And Cherington was fired in Boston midstream. Here's Ross next. Hello, Ross.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, there's a Who song, Won't Get Fooled Again, and the last line is meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Firing Shelton, replacing with somebody else doesn't really matter that much. I think replacing Cherington doesn't matter that much. You could resurrect John McGraw from the dead and hire Theo Epstein. It's not going to matter because the economics of baseball and Bob Nutting aren't going to allow this team to be good on a consistently consistent basis of any kind.
So you don't look at 13 through 15 as winning on a consistent basis then?
I do, but it was 3 years out of how many? 30?
Nutting wasn't the owner for all 30 years, but I get your point.
But you're talking about it, I guess, when you say it the way you say it, you're making it seem like a legitimate impossibility when that's why we keep bringing up that three-year run. Not only did they win, they won big in the regular season.
Absolutely they did, but I get tired too of people calling Bob Nutting a good businessman. A good businessman makes money and gives back to the community. Bob Nutting is doing nothing in my idea but taking. And until something happens with baseball in general where you get a salary floor, maybe along with a cap, you're not going to have a competitive balance on a regular basis like you do in the NFL or even the NHL to a lesser degree.
Just out of curiosity then, like, this year, for example, the A's have a much lower payroll than the Pirates and have a winning record. How do teams like that do it?
Development, better coaching.
And you don't think that it's possible that this owner could hire better people to do those jobs?
But how long are the A's going to be competitive? They're doing better, but are they going to be able to compete with the top tier teams on a consistent basis is my thing.
I mean, they did 20 years ago. You're not going to be able to. Thank you.
I mean, the Guardians have routinely competed at a very high level with a payroll almost every year that's very similar to the Pirates.
And I think the Rays have had winning seasons in 8 out of 10 or something like that. So it's really tough. And the economics of the game at large and the person who's ultimately calling the shots here, they choose to make it hard. But again, like when people say, if you bring Theo Epstein in here or somebody along those lines, you'd still have a crappy-ass baseball team. I disagree with that. If you somehow could go into a time machine and get Billy Beane from 1999 to be the Pirates GM, people really don't think that the situation here would be any better?
I mean, to be fair, is he going to make sure he brings Mark Mulder, Barry Zito, and Tim Hudson with him?
Well, he had to find those guys, Chris, right?
I mean, if he brings them with him, then yeah.
Those old scouts that were sitting in that room that he hired found those pitchers. That's the name of the game here.
I'm just asking that. Like, if he's bringing some of the guys he found, then yeah, I'd feel pretty good about that.
Here's Ray next. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, I think that this situation, primarily because of the hitting, is pretty much hopeless, with one exception. And I want to ask you guys if you would do this, but don't worry, Nutting won't, because he doesn't know what's going on. But if the deal was right in the off season, if you can get maybe three hitters, would you consider trading number 30?
Are they just guys who the Pirates have to develop, or are they major league hitters?
I would say one has already proven himself, one is ready to step in at the beginning of next year, and third is someone who could hit at least 260 and start at either shortstop or center field. Maybe he's on a fringe in AAA. But don't worry, I don't mean to be too mean, but he won't trade him because he'll say, Skeens will sell out every home game he pitches for 4 years,
I wouldn't be so sure about that, and thanks for the
call. He also hasn't sold out every home game he's pitched.
Yeah, you can be as mean as you want. I don't think they do it. I wouldn't make that trade because it sounds like you just told me only one of those guys is a sure thing. And I'm not trading when you still have four more years of Paul Skeens. I'm not trading him for one guy and then two who are like either full on question marks or semi question marks.
That feels like to me the old, you're trading $1 for what, like 50 cents and then the possibility that it could turn into close to 50 cents, but it could just be a dollar for 50 cents and then you're way out and you lose the trade in a massive fashion. No, I would.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, Live Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union is going to take place June 5th and 6th. At the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, we're looking for 25 fire departments that'll benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, True Fan Travel, People's Natural Gas, and Lewis Anthony Jewelers. PM Team Power Rankings at 3:30 will be ranking the top five options for Pirates manager at 3:30. Pirates getting accused of a big news dump. We have a new pope. He is an American pope. He is a Cubs fan pope. He is a Big East basketball pope. He went to Villanova. And Mike Golic Jr. tweeted out, "I wonder which team will be the team that makes a big announcement in the hopes that they can just slip it under the rug. And it'll go by the wayside because it'll be overshadowed by Pope news."
Well, Mike.
And sure enough, sorry, Malzi.
Well, Mike, you've found your team. Chicago producing a new Pope before a 4,000-yard passer. Impressive. That one's been floating around.
It's crazy that they've never had a 4,000-yard passer there.
I mean, the meme I tweeted was just the simple Cardinals, the pick is in, which I just love. I love a good NFL draft.
Who's the closest there? Jay Cutler? To a 4,000-yard
It feels
season?
Just knowing what we know about Cutler and the way he liked to play the position, it does feel crazy that he never threw for 4,000.
How about Mitchie T?
I would actually guess that Cutler has to have come the closest. Mitchie T, I think, in his one big 13-3 year, I feel like they used him as a more like a game manager on steroids.
What was the Trubisky tweet that everybody loved from when he was at North Carolina?
Love to kiss
boobs.
Yeah, but he used a name more familiar to one of our YouTube commenters. And then he claimed at first that it was fake, and then he claimed that somebody else actually...
Just delete it then.
...sent it. Well, yeah, it was a screenshot that would actually float around. But I don't really think that's a sentiment you have to apologize too much for. College-aged guy, I mean...
So does the new Pope get spin in the Pope-mobile today, or is that reserved
for another time? It's like paraded around. I think he just... I've already seen somebody do what I think has to be the Chicago Bulls theme, and it was the Pope being let out onto that big balcony at St. Peter's Basilica.
Wait, he actually came out to that? The bow-na-na-na-na. That would have been awesome.
No, he did not come out to Sirius by the Alan Parsons Project.
Your new Pope!
6'1" from the suburbs of Chicago, from Villanova University! Can you name
Leo, the 18th.
I thought it was the 14th.
Or 14th.
Now, you and Donnie both said, why wouldn't you pick a name that had never been picked before?
Yeah, Pope Ralph. Here is Sean on the Fan. Hello, Sean. Sean, you there? Goodbye, Sean. Jeez. Dave is next. Hello, Dave.
How you doing? That was great.
I hope the show isn't that boring, Dave, based on what just happened there.
Was that a snore?
That was absolutely snoring.
Okay.
I hope no fart sounds like that.
But, you know, like the Pirates put everybody to sleep. Yeah, Sheldon should have been fired a couple years ago, and Charrington both. It's just ridiculous. If you know baseball at all, you know Shelton isn't a scapegoat. He sucked, too, just as bad as Charrington. So, yeah, he deserved to be fired. I have no problem with it. They need to get rid of Charrington and put it down to the studs. Start over.
Do you have more hope for the Pirates now than you did before this story?
The only hope I have is that maybe, like I said, he'll get rid of Charrington before too long. But if not, no, I don't have any hope. What's the best you can hope for? 500 from this point forward, they're still going to be horrible. You know, they wasted the talent they have with Skeens, the opportunity they have with the other pitchers coming up. You know, all they had to do was make a couple minor moves in the offseason, get one or two hitters that should be on a national or on a major league team other than what they have, and they could be at 500 at least. It's just a joke.
Thanks, Sean. I maybe thought that, but now that they're 12-26, it's hard for me to say that they're one or two guys away.
There are a lot of guys away.
There's only two teams in baseball that are worse than them, the Rockies and White Sox. And look, I mean, you can talk up and down about how if they had Horwitz from day one, if they had Gonzalez, if he hadn't gotten hurt in spring training and then re-injured on that home run to start the year. And Greg Brown, my God, he made Justin Lawrence and Tim Mesa with me on Tuesday out to be Mariano Rivera and John Wetland in the back end of the Pirates bullpen. I mean, it was unbelievable how he said that. He said it was a devastating, crushing loss for those two guys to go down.
That's a lot much.
Tim Mesa and Justin Lawrence could walk in here and try to take a vehicle like that guy did with Kenny's car that one day down here, and I don't think anybody would recognize either of those gentlemen.
They might come in here and say, "Hi, I'm Tim Mesa," and "I'm Justin Lawrence," and people here would go, "Okay, cool. What does that mean?"
Here is Dave next. Hello, Dave. Oh, I just had Dave. My bad, because I forgot that Sean.
I think you called him Sean. Yeah.
My bad.
You got a little thrown off by the guy who just somehow went on the air snoring.
Todd is next. Hello, Todd.
Hi, guys. I'm like a lot of the Pirate fans as well, but I put more on Nutting's failure with hiring this general manager, who is a failure in Boston. He's been a failure for 6 years. He's made every wrong call. The one call that he did make was Paul Skeens, because they were so bad for 5 years. Because it was so god-awful with what he has brought in. His free agent signings have been awful. Now, you might say the window of Nutting giving him the money is one thing. But you can win with a small market team. But your window's every 3 years, you get that window, and then you got 10 years off. Like Kansas City, like these other teams. Tampa happens to be the one that isn't, because they've been consistent with their general manager. But overall, the economics of baseball is what's hurting this sport the most. Because I was old enough to go back to what my genre was, and the greatest was Bonds, Bonilla, and Van Slyke. I saw the best player in baseball walk up right out of Pittsburgh. And the ownership group there didn't pay. This ownership group didn't pay. And then 15 didn't, but nobody's paying in Pittsburgh. So to me, you got to find the general manager, and he's got to pick these right players, get these extra bats in, work with the pitching staffs, the starters. And I think Nutting's biggest failure is Charrington.
Yeah, Tampa's rolled in different GMs and managers. It hasn't been consistent across the board the entire time, even though Cash has been there now for a while. I think he might be the longest tenured manager in all of baseball at this point. Apparently, and we're going to hear the whole thing here, it got underway a few minutes ago. Ben Charrington said at this press conference that he took the most responsibility for the Pirates underperforming. Do you know what Andrew Filippone would have asked then at that press conference? Ben, if this is mostly on you,
why are you employed?
Why are you still here?
Oh, yeah, that would have been a vintage pony question.
You just admitted
that it's your
fault. More on you than it's on Derek. So why are you sitting up here still cashing checks from this team, and Shelton's on his way back to Florida for an extended vacation for the next 120 games?
You think that would get a glower? Possibly another evil eye you could complete. Perhaps if Travis Williams would then give you an evil eye.
You've got to be careful giving me the evil eye now. The evil eye givers are 0-for-1 in this town.
They give you the evil eye, and the next thing they're doing, they're eyeballing their bags as they pack them.
I thought I was getting an evil eye out in the waiting room here at Bowser, but it was an interested eye, because the guy then recognized me and was like, oh, you guys are doing your show right here. And then was very excited to talk about recreational marijuana maybe being legalized in Pennsylvania.
Oh, is that one going on right now too?
I think so. He seemed to think so.
I saw something about it like going through the House or whatever, the state House.
We also got a tweet from Chris that said, guys, this is unbelievable. Who cares about the state of the Pirates? Have you seen what's going on between India and Pakistan right now? It's not going to matter soon.
Yeah, I can't really laugh about that one.
Is he right?
India and Pakistan.
Is it bad?
I've had many people, God, I can't believe I'm bringing this up. I've had many people, like, remember at the outset of the Russia-Ukraine war?
Yeah.
A lot of people got very nervous about that sort of thing.
And they're nervous again?
And no,
a lot of people I know
when that was happening were like, people are getting way too worked up about this. It's not going to happen there. If it ever does, a nuclear exchange that puts us all at risk, it'll be Pakistan and India. Like, and basically that both sides
and we got
are nuclear powers who are, like, itching for a reason to fight each other.
And we got it right now, you think, maybe?
Somebody's got to be the voice of reason over there and cool things down. But it usually, like, they're the where it usually would be, hey, let's let cooler heads prevail.
You think temperatures are heating up there?
With those two countries, instead of both, like, somebody on each side going, hey, like, we're both, like, populated by hundreds of millions, in India's case, a billion plus people. We've got to cool it down. It's more like, you want a piece of me?
Need a spot to park for the AC/DC concert tonight? Try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place just steps away from PNC Park in a short walk to Acrisure Stadium, located along South Commons. Prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz. Is that concert at Acrisure tonight? Or is it at the arena? I don't know. But I like AC/DC. I love AC/DC, actually. Back in Black, Money Talks.
How about Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap?
Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap.
Dirty Deeds and the Done Dirt Cheap.
How about
cheap.
Big Balls?
Oh yeah. Dirty Game Balls.
big balls.
You hear Thunderstruck at a sporting event, you can't help but get excited.
I mean, how about like a college party?
I mean,
you're in trouble, you get that solo.
I mean, the ultimate run-out song was Hell's Bells back in the high school basketball days.
That's another great one.
Hell's Bells!
It just builds and builds and builds.
Is that Trevor Hoffman?
Yep.
He came out to Enter... No. Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, because Enter Sandman was Mariano Rivera.
Billy
they
Wagner.
They all bow to Timmy Trumpet.
Oh, yeah, in New York.
I still think that's the best one.
My wife likes that song.
What was it, Diaz?
Yep, Edwin Diaz. All right.
Is he still good? Got hurt a while ago.
PM Team Power Rankings, top five options for Pirates manager. I'll start. Number five, I got Jim Leland on the list.
Okay.
There's somebody inside our building who really believes this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about?
I think I do.
I'm not going to say who, but there's actually a human being who works for us who thinks that Jim Leland could be the next Pirates manager.
Okay. Have a sense of who that not, be.
How old was Jack McKeon when he came out of retirement to manage the Marlins?
76, maybe?
To a World Series.
You're talking about 2003?
Yeah, he was really old. He was smoking cigars after every game.
Jack McKeon, he's still alive,
Captain
by the way.
Jack.
You're aware that he's still living?
Does he still smoke a cigar every day?
He might. He's 94. He was 73 when he came out of retirement, though.
And Leland's 80. Yeah, that's a big difference there.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was 72 when he won. Yeah, that's... Man, I can't believe he's still kicking, brother.
Well, I'm still keeping him there. Jimmy Leland, 5. Malzi, who do you have 4?
I had Leland 4 on my list. Would you like me to give you my number 5 or something?
Donnie, who do you have number 4?
Lou Brown from Major League. This you is know, my type of team, boys.
He had a tough call. He made a big mistake starting that old bag of bones in that one-game playoff against the Yankees. Remember that guy?
Yeah, that guy pitched into the ninth, and then he brought in the wild thing, and the plays just went bonkers.
But could you imagine if sports radio existed back then?
We'd be really questioning that decision.
Oh, 100%.
He scattered like 9 or 10 hits and a couple of runs, and he's pitching into the ninth.
He was sweating his guts off. Yep. What was that guy's name? That old...
I can never remember that guy.
He looked like Gaylord Perry.
In Major League, the rundown pitcher?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a horse for them, though. You want to talk about an innings eater?
Hold on. I got to find it here because it's going to bother the crap out of me. Because it's like Jake Taylor, obviously, Rick Vaughn, and then, you know, what's his name? The third baseman. Why am I blanking on him now?
Dorn.
Too?
Dorn.
Roger Dorn.
Ole Dorn.
But there is that pitcher, I feel like, is
Eddie Harris.
Thank you. I had a weird feeling that it was a plain sounding last name, and I just could not remember it. The actor's name? Chelsea Ross?
Chelsea?
C-H-E-L-C-I-E. A veteran pitcher who doctors the baseball to make up for his diminishing power.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to be Gaylord Perry. I think that's who he was based on.
Yeah, he put like the Vaseline on his chest.
Yep.
Man, speaking of baseball movies, I was just reminiscing yesterday about how The End of the Natural, the movie, and the book are two wildly different
things. Literally talked about that on the air, Chris. Who do you have?
We didn't talk about it yesterday. We talked about it like 8 years ago, but because you have a photographic memory.
Just the other day.
Did we?
Yes.
Donnie, did we?
We did. Who do you have number three, Malzy?
I have Brad Ausmus number three.
Interesting. What got you to Brad Ausmus?
I don't know. I mean, I think you can go in one of two directions here. You can go with like probably there's one huge name I bet we all have at number one. Or you could go with somebody that nobody's ever heard of. Or you could go with like Donnie Kelly. Or you could go with any of the random guys who have managed before, who have some experience and are currently occupying like reasonably high positions on teams. And so Ausmus, who managed the Tigers before, managed the Angels before, currently the Yankees bench coach, I believe, is a guy that came to mind.
He has two winning seasons as manager in Detroit, 90 and 72 in 2014, and then 86 wins in 2016. So he was the guy that got tabbed with the gig right after Leland hung him up. All right, number two for me is Clint Hurdle. Danny Murtaugh managed the Pirates a bunch of times. Clint's back in baseball. He's still tweeting up a storm. Have you noticed that?
He loves
to follow him.
Big tweeter.
He's still sending out hundreds of tweets a day, and while helping out the Rockies, you think the Pirates hitting sucks? They're in Coors Field a mile high.
Didn't he just jump in now as like their official, like when was that consultancy basically or whatever it was, special assistant with hitting? He just got hired to do.
He's the actual hitting coach.
That's what I thought.
About a month ago.
Because I knew he'd just gotten hired for a position, and I thought it was just formally
the hitting
coach. Not a month
ago. Probably like 3 weeks ago. 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, they really pulled the plug on their guy there fast.
You know, we just talked about Clint Hurdle getting that job.
Anyway. Yep.
So he's third on your list?
No, he's second.
Second on your list.
Who's number one? Did you guys have Hurdle on yours?
I didn't.
Donnie, did you?
I did not.
Damn. All right, Malzy, who do you have one?
Joe Maddon.
So do I!
All three of us. Easy.
Really?
I thought that was easy and obvious.
We all want Mr. Plantar Fasciitis as Pirate skipper.
You want to talk about an ultimate wrestling babyface turn? Mr. Plantar Fasciitis brings his big bottle of Merlot here, his wine glasses, his I'm smarter than you tendencies, smartest guy in the room attitude.
Do you know he's good friends with Pomp?
I did actually know. Do you know he's from Hazleton, PA?
I did. His mom owned a diner there that I think was called Third Base.
I think it's still open, actually. I think we looked this up. In fact, I know we looked this up, and the sandwiches looked pretty good.
It was just the other day we did that.
It was actually 2 hours ago we did that. You just forgot.
Donnie, did you know that Maddon and Pomp were boys?
I did not. I mean, Pomp is pretty much boys with everybody, though.
I found that out the hard way.
You ripped Joe Maddon to Pomp, and he defended the
hell out of
him. And
Bob got very defensive about it, and I'm like, why are you so stubbornly...
Well, that's one of my best friends. We're going to talk about that. 412-928-9370.
He's a good man, Pony. Why don't you shut your trap?
He likes wine and expensive clothes. And golf. I do think... Now, he made some questionable decisions in that World Series when the Cubs beat the Guardians.
He should have cost them by leaving Chapman in to die on the vine.
But that is such a first-world problem and complaint to have.
I think you'd be the best guy available. I had a couple other names, though.
All right, give me the guys that we didn't get to from your list.
I originally wrote Donnie Kelly, number five, but I took him off the list. How about Jeff Banister?
Ooh, I love that one.
Number
I should
five.
Have put him on there. I should have put him number two. Or number, I should have put him three behind Hurdle.
I put
Maddon.
Jimmy Leland number four just to have, can't have the list without Leland, even though he's not going to do it. I put Ausmus three. And between Ausmus and Joe Maddon, a guy with a great mustache, a guy with a great nickname, a guy who certainly knew how to hit the baseball, which this team doesn't, give me Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly.
Where is he now, Chris?
He is the bench coach for the, hold on a second here, lost my spot. He's the Blue Jays bench coach, so you know that there's a yet another Toronto connection, baby. Get the most out of Spencer Horwitz.
Donnie, who did we leave off from your list?
So I had Donnie Kelly at number two. I had John Wehner at number three. I had Lou Brown at number four. And then I had Jesse the Body Ventura at number five.
I hate you so much. I really do. I had Mike.
I could manage this team better from the Baja.
I had Mike Matheny 3. What happened to that guy?
I thought he was kind of a trash manager.
What do you mean? Look at what he did in St. Louis.
I know, but like
the Matheny manifesto.
In big games, I felt like he hurt them against teams that weren't the Pirates.
And I put Terry Collins 4.
Because he's a Mets guy?
Well, he was actually a good Mets manager, and for comedic purposes, too. I think there's a poor man's Leland in there with him. Because I think, like, the things that we bitch and complain about, like the fundamental stuff, I think he'd fly off the handle about. And I'd like that. Someone to rock the boat. Not sit around.
I like the old Terry Collins meltdown with the umpire that was like...
Neil Walker's in the middle of that.
Real respectful. Yeah, Walker plays like a great supporting role.
Have you
in that
seen
thing.
That video, Don?
Yes, it's a great one. I like that one.
That's one of the best.
You
Sunday
gotta let
night
us
baseball.
Have our shot. He's screaming. You gotta let us have our shot.
Walker just kind of comes over like real casual, yeah. Like just chilling. Big fan.
None of us said Neil Walker. Paul in Washington wanted Neil Walker.
Golden Dodge on YouTube. If you want comedy, hire Bobby Valentine.
So he could.
Wear a disguise.
Ben Cherington already tried that.
You know what? I'm disappointed in all three of us here. We had 15 total picks to make. Not one of us just threw Mike Tomlin in there for laughs.
Donnie, do we have Paul in Washington? Some final comments from him on the regime of Derek Shelton.
But let's stop sugarcoating everything. There's only one thing that Derek Shelton's good at, and that's giving his players nicknames. I don't want to hear about Chappie. And this one, and Scotty Too Hotty, or whatever the hell else nickname he has. He has blown more games with his managerial changes at pitching. Go over all the games that we've lost, that we've had leads, because of Derek Shelton pitching changes. This is amateur hour.
I like when he just casually drops in this one. He's buying himself some more time to come up with another.
He was getting on, he was on a roll, and he wanted to make sure the roll lasted a little bit
Scotty
longer.
Scotty Too Hotty.
I think that's the one that makes me laugh the hardest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.